Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. It's your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the Baltimore area. Sit back and relax. We're going to do some good music tonight. We're going to get things going and get things started with Darlene McCoy. Be with you. The number here is 646-595-4311. So, caller, you are live on the radio, Heart of Love radio show.
Hey, it's Teresa Pinkney.
Hey, Teresa. You guys, I have none other than the marvelous Teresa Pinkney online. This is the up-and-coming new female gospel artist of 2011.
Oh, what? Wow. Okay.
Just receive it, all right?
Okay, I receive.
Now, you know, Teresa, I want to, you are the surprise for today. And I just want to, first of all, just say welcome again to Heart of Love Radio Show. You're definitely not someone who is not known on here. I appreciate your support, and I love your music, and I'm sure the listeners love your music as well.
Yeah, I appreciate your show and all that you do and reaching out to everybody and giving everybody a good word and playing some gospel music.
Well, you know what? I have to say this. You have been busy.
Yeah.
I'm like, this girl is, she is no stop.
Yeah, it's been a blessing, and I look forward to traveling around more and sharing the music and reaching people with the songs. And I'm really excited about the project and excited about what God has planned, and of course everything is to glorify His name. And I'm just so excited about stepping out on faith and doing this project, and I hope it's well received.
Well, you know what? You are definitely doing your thing. I have to tell you that. You are definitely doing your thing, and I'm just so honored to call you friend, sister, all of that stuff. I'm just thankful for that.
Yeah, I'm really thankful for the friends and the family that I have in my life, and look forward to meeting new friends and traveling around and spreading this message of love.
Yeah, and you are definitely doing that. First of all, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Okay, sure. Well, again, my name is Teresa Pinkney, and I'm an independent gospel singer and songwriter from the Washington, D.C. area, born in Washington, D.C., and I live in Maryland now, and I sing contemporary urban mixed sound gospel, and just a woman who loves God and just so excited to use whatever gifts I have to give God glory. And this is my first solo CD, and it's entitled Me Against the World. And it's a 15-track CD. I just kept going. So I hope that it's something on there that, you know, touch the young and the wise, and everybody will receive it well. And it's basically themed on, you know, stepping out on faith and putting fear behind you, because you can't trust God and have faith if you have fear. And it's just, you know, we're human, we all go through different emotions, but it's just to know where your strength comes from and not let it hold you back from your destiny or what you're supposed to do. And that's basically who I am.
Well, you know what? I definitely have to say this. I know I'm blessed by it. I love your music, and what I would like to do today is play some of your music, play something that I know you would love to play. I'm gonna play a couple of my favorite. We'll just
okay.
go back. All of them are your favorite. All of them are almost my favorite. You know, I have to tell you that. I love them.
Praise
so
God.
I'm gonna play Me Against the World. Now, okay. What made you come up with this song? Write the song.
Well, the song was written by gospel artist Jocelyn, a.k.a. Indigo, and she's an independent gospel artist as well. And she wrote the song Me Against the World, and it was the first song that we recorded, and it really set the tone to the whole CD. And it's basically saying it's just a declaration that we're stepping out on faith and trusting and praising God in all we do. And we choose to be a light in this world and not conform to the world, but let the world conform to us. And it just blessed me, and I'm just so happy to have that song on the CD.
Okay. What I would like to do is play the song, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to ask you a couple questions because you said something that really stuck out to me. So I'm going to ask you,
okay.
I want you to think about this during the song, about artists and about what artists basically are going through. How do you feel about artists, even independent artists, selling out? And instead of having the world conform to them or inspire them to do that, they do the other part. They actually conform to the world. So I want you to think about that, all right?
Okay.
You guys listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. I have none other than the fantastic artist, Teresa Pinkney. This is her single, her hit single, Me Against the World.
I'm gonna do whatever that it takes, no longer gonna
You guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. That was my girl, Teresa Pinkney. Now, Teresa, before we went to the break, Teresa, we had actually talked about you made a comment concerning influencing the world as opposed to being influenced by the world. How do you feel about artists? How do you feel about artists who actually sell out? What is your opinion about that?
Well, basically, my opinion is that, you know, even though we're in ministry, music ministry, it's also a business as well. And you have to have a balance with that and to not conform to the world. You have to reach people, you know, dig, you know, young people. And, you know, some of my songs, you know, I have like that hip-hop beat to it, but the message is there. And it's like no matter what you do, so you won't get too far gone and misguided and misdirected, because people in the industry will pull you left and right. You have to keep God-centered first, and you have to do business God's way. And you have to, you know, keep him at the forefront of everything and just keep a balance. And God will set people up to help you to be successful, but once you know you make those connections, you always, you know, keep God first, and you always keep, you know, give him honor and keep integrity in what you're doing and not compromise to sell CDs or, you know, whatever business you're in. You should never compromise to get that contract or what have you. If you put, you know, keep God first and do God, you know, business, you know, God's way, then you will be fine and you won't be conforming to the world. The world will be conforming to you because that will be the standard of how things are supposed to be done. And then you always keep yourself around people or try to stay around people who are positive.
Right.
Because you never stop learning, you know, that will build you up and you build each other up. And I'm just so glad, you know, for our connection, you know, to help each other, you know, because we're all on the same team, Team Jesus. So I think that we all, as independent artists, should network and should, you know, communicate and learn from each other.
You know, I definitely have to say this. I agree exactly with you 100%, because it makes a big difference. You know, you have to have that balance. You know, we're supposed to be still wise as, you know, we still have to be wise. You know, we have to make wise decisions as artists. But with that, I have to go to my next song, which is, to me, I love you talk about hip-hop, and you might know which one I'm going to say, which one is one of my favorites. Which one do you think I'm going to say?
Follow Him.
You know it.
Is it Follow
Him? If Jesus were on Twitter, would you? You know, because that's a good point. Would you follow him?
Follow him all day long.
Now, you know what this
and
is?
That's another point, like, you know, whatever you do in terms of the social networks and everything, you know, be mindful of what you're saying. You know what I mean? Don't say what you think is you know, the hottest thing. And some of the little signs and symbols, I don't even know what it is. I'm still learning. But, you know, whenever you're on a social network or whatever, you know, you never know what you say might influence somebody. You know, give people a word, you know, help, you know, that might help them through their day, help them think about something they didn't think about. You know, always represent, you know, wherever you are, even if you're at the gas station, represent, you know, Christ at all times.
You know what, I'm going to say what I got to say after the song, because I think they need to hear this song. This is Follow Him by none other than Teresa Pinkney. We'll be right back.
I see you on Twitter every day of the week, and I must admit. light of the world.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right on blogtalkradio.com.
I appreciate you guys for tuning in. This is your host G Right coming to you with the none other than the fantastic and anointed Teresa Pinkney. You just now finished listening to one of her other cuts, Follow Him. I love this song.
Oh, wow.
Love this song. Because, you know, it is something. Would you follow him? If Jesus were on Twitter, would you follow him?
Everybody's so preoccupied with so many things, and it's like we just got to get back to the basics and focus on what's important. And when we catch ourselves being too busy, you know, too busy to pray, too busy to study, too busy, you know, just to do what we need to do, you know, that's when we need to just, you know, sit back and like, okay, you know, let's get back to the basics. Let's get back. All this other stuff is fine and good, and, you know, social networks are wonderful, but, you know, let's, you know, use our powers for good.
Yeah, that's it, you know, and, you know, think about that, you know, people, we go on Twitter, we go on Facebook, and we say, we follow people, and people do follow us on Twitter, and we might not even understand how they've seen us. But people do follow us, and the question would be, will we follow Christ? Even on Facebook, sometimes people don't want to say they're Christians. And I have numerous different types of people on my page on Facebook, and I open it up so that people can either be inspired,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, or be encouraged in some way. Even though people don't always want to encourage, you know, some people aren't as receptive. I just put it out there. And the other day, Teresa, I put out sometimes you have to disconnect in order to reconnect if that is God's will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as artists, as ministers of the gospel, you know, and as people, you know, I believe that we're just in a season right now where God he's doing new things, and he's having to cut some relationships and some friendships off so he can go ahead and do the things that he wants to do, you know?
Yeah, and that's something, you know, in the past that I didn't understand, you know, because it's like sometimes you keep people in your life and you push and push, but sometimes they're not meant to be, you know, they'll cause you harm. And it's like sometimes, you know, you can't really see, and so you keep people in, and it's not what was meant to be. And it's like sometimes God has to just step in. Like he gives you a little pebble, then it's a, you know, a rock, then it's a brick, and it's like then it's a brick wall. So it's like, you know, I have had, you know, stuff in the past where I hold on, and you can't get to, you know, the next level where God wants to take you because you're holding on to the old thing and not going towards the new thing, you know, whether it's, you know, your job or, you know, anything, you know, concerning that. Sometimes you really have to step back and really, like, you know, God, is this, you know, what's, you know, I need to hold on to, you know, do I need to step out and, you know, off that cliff or whatever? And when you do, he has you. You're not going to fall. But it's like it's just that first step, you know, and you know, of either letting go or just stepping into that new thing. And
yeah.
So you really have to pray, you know, to God to help you to see or to give you that strength to make that move. Because when you move, he moves. But he moves all the time. But when you move, you know, he really, really moves.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing. I do believe that we're in this place where situations are changing, lives are changing, and what God is wanting us to, he's wanting to do more in our lives, and I believe that in this season, mm-hmm. if we'll just open ourselves up to the changes, you know, that God is desiring to do, we're gonna be in the right where we need to be, when we need to be there. Because personally, mm-hmm. I can say this, and I know that you can attest to this as well, that God is in this process of you creating your CD, that God has actually ended up cutting, you know, some relationships, some friendships off, and has re-energized or broke back some other relationships you thought probably had ended. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, definitely. Because I was, to give my testimony, I was in a group, and we just wasn't equally yoked, in terms of creativity and stuff. But then when we spread out our wings, then we were able to help each other and help each other with each other's vision. And, it, you know, it's been a blessing to connect and just to step aside. But it was like we were just doing something that I think we weren't supposed to do or wasn't ordained to do. And so when, you know, we spread our wings and I think, you know when something's right and when it feels like it's no stress or strain. And it wasn't a pull anymore. So I thank God, you know, for, you know, rekindled relationships, new relationships, and new definition of the relationship. And so that's been a blessing.
You know what, I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, personally, I was with you in the whole process, and I just have to say, you know, we have known each other for over half our lives, so I'm just grateful that I can actually call you a friend, and I can see what God has been doing in your life, what he's doing even now. So I'm just honored to have you as one of my friends.
And your project is wonderful as well. So I encourage everybody who's listening, who's going to listen to this radio show, to definitely go out and pick up your CD, because it's a true blessing. And you know what my favorite song is.
Yes. I'm going to play that. I have to play that while you're online today. But I have two more songs. So at least I don't want to play your entire song because I want people to actually go out to iTunes and go to your website so they can actually purchase your project. Can you give them?
My website is www.teresapinkney.com, and my Facebook music page is Teresa Pinkney as well. And my Twitter is Teresa Pinkney. So everything is Teresa Pinkney. And you definitely can pick up the CD on iTunes, on CD Baby, and also directly from me on my website.
Now Teresa, I want to ask you about, I have two songs. Now, I want you to pick, tell me which one you prefer for me to play. One is Pressing You, the next one is Promise.
What was the second one?
Promise.
Promise.
Okay. What really touches your heart concerning this song?
Well, that song, like, every time I sing it, it really ministers to me. And what really gets me about that song is I had a friend, and she was a minister's wife, and she just took me under her wing and, you know, really gave me advice. And she was, you know, a big part of my life, even though, you know, it was, she came in and went out kind of fast. She died in May of breast cancer, and this was her third bout with breast cancer. And she was so strong and went out and ministered about you know her cancer. And it's like she was the type of person that if she was in the hospital room and you came in to see her, she would grab your hand and pray for you. And the last time I saw her, she grabbed my hand and she prayed for my CD release. And she said that the song Promise had got her through chemo, and she would play it over and over again. And she was like, God is so faithful, and he keeps his promise. And she knew that, you know, no matter what happened to her, she was fine. But she, you know, she knew that if she was his, she would use it as her testimony. And, she, I mean, she's still a testimony. And if she was, you know, gone, that she would be in the Father's arms, and she knew she was fine either way. And she was just so strong. And she said the world needs to hear Promise. And I just, you know, thank God for her. And, I whatever I can do to get that song out to the world, that's what I'm going to do. And, I dedicate that song to First Lady Miller, Latasha Miller. And I love her, and she will always be in my heart. And I thank God for that song. And that song was also written by Indigo as well.
Wow. Well, definitely, you know, if you can stay around, I'm not sure what your schedule is like. I'm definitely loving having you here, but I know you're busy. So if you just hold on for after the song, then I'm going to let you go. I know you're busy.
Oh, I'm fine.
You're fine?
Whatever you want me to do.
Okay, just sit back, relax, Teresa. And you guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show, and this is Promise.
I used to
You guys are listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show. That's my girl, Teresa Pinkney. Not to say Teresa, that's actually one of my favorite songs.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I'm a little biased. Most of the songs are my favorite songs. But I'm not.
That's a great thing.
Yeah. And, you know, but I have to say this. You know, it's just amazing to see what God is doing in your life and in your husband's ministry as well, because you guys are doing this as a team and he's supporting you and he's encouraging.
Yeah, he's been real supportive and he's managing me and he's real supportive and I'm very blessed to have that team, that home team, and it's just been wonderful.
You know, yes, I do have to say this, too, that, you know, as you continue to grow, don't forget about us over here. I mean, I'm growing with you. My ministry is going to grow as well.
Yes.
You know, but don't forget your friend.
Never. Never. We're probably going to be going on tour soon.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are, you guys. We're speaking this to an existence. There's going to be a tour coming soon. And We're believing that. You know, Teresa, one thing that I love about Blog Talk Radio is that there are so many different artists I'm able to actually play. And I hope I can play something for you. This song is a song called Here I Am. And I'm not sure if you've heard of this group called the, here it is right here. It is called Here I Am by the Cephas Sisters. Have you heard of the Cephas Sisters?
Oh, no, but I'm glad you're introducing me.
Okay. I want you to sit back and play a song for you. They're from the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area.
Mm-hmm.
So sit back and relax. This is the Cephas Sisters.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Don't go anywhere, but there's more to come your way. So sit back, relax, and continue to enjoy the show.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was on the Cephas Sisters. That was entitled Here I Am. Isn't that such a beautiful song, Teresa?
That was wonderful. That was wonderful. The instrumentation and just the harmonies, that was wonderful.
Yeah. You know, and I love the worship. You know, I can say you and I are worshipers. We love the worship. And I just love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's another. Now, they're really pretty much probably known in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, and in the Midwest. And I do believe I did catch them on Bobby Jones probably before I went on my trip to Japan, my tour to Japan. You know, but another group I would like to also play and expose you to, you know, other independent artists who have hearts after God like you and I do. For ministry, and this group is called UV. They call themselves United Voices. And the name of this song is entitled Still Standing, featuring Tommy Young West. Check this out, Teresa, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
You guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. This is your host, G. Wright, coming to you live. I have none other than the anointed psalmist, Teresa Pinkney. Teresa, what'd you think?
Yeah. Man, you almost happy up here having a little praise party, having a little praise party. I'm excited. I'm like, all right, she shouted out the horns, okay.
I know, right?
I love that.
Yeah, you know, and I have to end the show out in another minute or so with one of your favorite songs from my project.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me to hang out with you today. It was
much
fun.
Listen, you are welcomed anytime you want to come through. I say come on through.
All right.
You have an open-end invitation. You, your husband, y'all will come chill through the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm going to definitely promote this segment, and I just want to say thank you for taking out time out of your busy schedule to come through.
Thank you for having me. It was a true blessing. I really enjoyed everything today, and I'm so happy that you received the CD well, and I hope the listeners receive it well.
I believe they will. They will, Teresa. Now, Teresa, will you give them your website one more time?
Okay, thanks. It's www.teresapinkney.com, and that's T-H-E-R-E-S-A. P-I-N-K-N-E-Y.com. And also you can catch me on Facebook as well. And definitely you can get the CD through my website, through PayPal, and then also through CD Baby and iTunes as well.
Okay. Well, I just want to say,
and it's titled Me Against the World.
Okay, Me Against the World. You guys have heard it right now. Make sure you check out Teresa Pinkney's Me Against the World. You're going to be blessed. And you're going to have your own praise party up in there as well. You know. So you guys, don't forget to tune into the Heart Love Radio Show this coming Thursday. It's supposed to be interesting, Teresa. I'm going to have an atheist who works in a church.
Mm.
And, you know, get the irony in that. You know, I was laughing. I had a good time, good conversation with him, but I told him, I said, this has to be, I've never heard of that. So I told him, we're going to have a conversation the coming Thursday from 6 to 7. Teresa, if you want to come through, I'm going to see if he's over in Brenton. He's over in London. And I'll see if he's going to come through or not.
Okay.
But wow. If you have, yeah, isn't that, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of strange. It's like, how can you work in the church, but you're an atheist?
God is amazing. And
I know. So I'm going to talk to him on Thursday.
It's a rhyme and reason for everything, and I'm just so in awe of what God has planned. So
yeah.
Praise God.
Yes, so if you can come through, all right?
Okay.
God bless you, and I will talk to you in a little bit.
Yes. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful night.
Have a good one, too, as well. God bless.
Take my life. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans. Let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, my heart, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
I appreciate you guys for listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. Don't forget to check out Teresa Pinkney on iTunes. The project is, again, Me Against the World. That was my single, consecrated for you from my project, All Things Are Possible, Special Edition. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. Please tune in again this coming Thursday from 6 to 7 for an exciting, exciting show. God bless you. Don't forget to check me out on Twitter, G Wright Love. My official website is gwrightonline.com. And on Facebook, I'm One Heart, One Love Music. And you can find me under G Wright. God bless.